Subject, mystery mistress. Dear Stephen Shirley, I found out about this most recent affair through reading his text messages. The text messages between them very graphically expressed the extent of their relationship. He denied everything. When I tried to call her, he left. Once I pulled myself together, I called her. A lady answered and said that she didn't know my husband. She ended the call saying that she would pray for my family and that she hoped everything would work out between us. I knew she was lying. I had already checked the phone records. I took him back a month later and tried to move on for our children. Recently, through phone records, I found out that he is still in contact with her and vice versa. He changes his story constantly. I called her once and she didn't answer. When I texted her expressing my need for closure, she was nasty and belligerent and still pretends to be someone else. If it is nothing as he says, why won't she tell me? I know that I need to move on, and I will. I hope that I will find closure in sending this letter, because I certainly won't get good advice or the truth from either of them. There will always be another her as long as I am with him. I just don't know what to make of this. I only want to know the truth. Thank you. You only want to know the truth. You already know the truth. He cheated on you with her, and he's still cheating on you with her. Again, that's the truth. And again, you already know the truth. You have checked the phone records. You've read his text messages. You have even called this woman and talked to her. And once you've talked to her and everything, called her and everything, got her phone number, she's no longer a mystery. She is just a mistress, all right? What else do you need at this point? If I've learned nothing else on this show, you know, we know that men don't like closure. They don't do closure. Remember Steve saying that all the time? They just simply move on. So to you, I say, you got to stop this. And if you're looking to her, this mistress, to close it for you, please, she's not going to do that. And you're not going to get closure, all right? What you can get is some peace. You can get some peace by realizing this is over. Your husband's a bum and a loser. You're not going to take him back again, I hope. And this foolishness with this woman, you need to stop looking for closure and just move on with your life. Cheryl?
Well, let me just speak to the mistress. First of all, okay, when somebody calls you and says, you busted, I know you messing with my man. Remember when we was at the meeting and we said we all agreed that now we were going to change the protocol to admit that we are sleeping with people's husbands?
What?
Because... yeah, we had a meeting. Everybody got together.
What?
And we said it was causing too much confusion.
Oh,
it was tying up phone lines and messing up minutes that no one wanted to admit that they was messing around.
I love you, Cheryl.
We all agreed. Because I remember putting the motion on the floor. And I think it was one of the girls from one of them reality shows that seconded it for me.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay.
She
okay.
seconded it. And I think the vote, it was kind of close. I think we had to do a division of the house because the vote was really, really close. That people did not agree that this was something we should do. And I said, for the sake of closure,
yes,
even though people don't get it, we're going to give it to people. You know, forget the man, because you already know what your husband is. And the fact that he your husband, I'm going to say this, and ain't nobody going to agree with me. Hit the phones right now. Keep your husband. Bump all this stuff talking about let him go. Mm. You my husband, you will be suffering with me for the rest of your life.
Till death do us part.
Death do us part and beyond. I will be poking you in the back of your head in heaven, because God is going to say to me, well, he did mess up. I let you both in here, so I might as well deal with it. So here's my point, ladies. You know your man is doing something, but you want to hear him say it. I'm in this situation. You want to hear the man say, I don't want to be with you. Say, I've been messing around. So I can go, thank you for committing to the fact that you ain't nothing. Now get out my face. And some women want that. I almost said a bad word. That's why I said you ain't nothing.
You slowed down a little bit.
That's right. And if you're checking phone records, I mean, you're gonna get what you find anyway.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You know, but don't be bringing God in here talking about you want to pray for somebody's family. Well, get up off my husband since you care about my family so much.
That's the mistress.
That's right. That's to the mistress since you care about my family.
You can't handle the truth, lady. I'm a cheater and we stick together for all the cheating kind. If we don't cheat, who's gonna do it? You, Shirley? You, Carla? You, Cheryl? I have a great responsibility that you can't possibly fathom. You want to hear her tell you if she's cheating? Is that what you want? You damn right she's cheating.
Are we in a movie?
Is this a feel-good movie? That's what it sounds like.
You know the rules, pretty lady. Your man chose him. Now y'all can handle this like y'all got some class, or y'all can go outside and get into some gangster stuff. You feel me?
Go ahead.
Favorite movie.
I wish I could cheat right now.
Morgan! My man.
I first started cheating in 1932. Yeah,
32? Oh,
right before I went to Shawshank and met my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
I love Morgan. Dufresne. I love you, Morgan Freeman.
I got caught cheating 2 years ago.
Uh-uh.
I don't care. I love you, Morgan Freeman.
I was with my wife's friend.
I don't care.
I gotta let it go.
We were in an automobile accident and the car was upside down.
Oh, Morgan, let it go.
I hurt my hand that day.
I'll help you, Morgan.
But
I'll
I've still
you.
Been cheating with my wife's friend.
Okay, stop.
I laid in there on my back today, Mom, and I saw life just like it is. He who cheats and he who don't cheat. You see, it's all divided up, Mama. Life is between the cheaters and the don't cheaters. And them cheaters are always out there just cheating and cheating and cheating.
Tommy, you're so talented.
He is.
Okay, say hello to my little cheater.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.